What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question left as part of a review from Dalton in Wisconsin. And Dalton asks, what if Barbies were real and they lived with evil robots? Thank you for that awesome question. And we're going to add one more from a patron named Nora.
Hi, my name is Nora. I'm 5 years old. Oh, and also my kitties.
And my favorite thing.
Oh, my favorite thing.
And my what if question.
My what if question is, what if monsters were made of chocolate?
So, Nora, and what if monsters were made of chocolate? Okay, press the red button.
Ooh, chocolate monsters. Oh, this is gonna be a great story.
Now let's find out what if Weather Dog gave a shout out to Zoe from Cowie, North Carolina.
Hi, Fred. And thank you, Zoe, who's 8 years old and loves dogs, especially her dog, Callie.
I also got a shout out to three siblings, Naomi, Isaiah, and baby brother Lawrence.
Thanks, Naomi, Isaiah, and Lawrence. And I've got two of my very own shout-outs to give. The first is to Zed, who's 8 years old and loves listening to What If World to chill out. Thank you, Zed. That makes me really happy to hear. And then one final shout-out to Ronan.
Thank you, Ronan. Thank you very much.
And thanks to Zed, Naomi, Isaiah, Lawrence, Zoe, and her dog, Callie. Now let's find out what if Barbies were real and they lived with evil robots. And what if monsters were made out of chocolate? Yes!
Long ago, we naughty bots were ruled by chocolate monsters. Then we escaped and found some old dolls and turned them into you, the Barbots. But the monsters still stomp these lands. So says Evilicus Max, King of the Naughty Bots. End of exposition.
Excuse me, Papa, what is exposition?
It's when I explain something you need to know.
But I already know that story. You tell it to me every night.
That's called bad exposition.
Barbara Bot, a little plastic robot woman, was lying in bed while her father, Evilicus Max, King of the Naughty Bots, towered over her.
I was just thinking, instead of telling me the same story every night, maybe you could tell me tales of Dalton, Wisconsin, and Cleocatra, the heroes from my books.
No, you must stay safe in the factory, fortress of fire. The fire keeps chocolate monsters out and plastic doll robots in.
Okay, good night, Daddy.
Go to sleep. Engage in sweet dreams. Evilicus Max commands it.
She tried to get some sleep, but every time she heard the distant stomp of the chocolate monster, it would interrupt her dreams, which weren't at all sweet. But as the sun rose the next day, she had a realization.
Wait a second, Daddy commanded me to sleep and to have sweet dreams, but I didn't. I wonder if I don't have to do everything he commands.
The little plastic robot leapt out of bed and ran through the many halls of the fiery fortress, past other Barbots and Naughty Bots, stoking the flames that gave the castle its name.
Daddy, I think I realized something,
said Barbara Bot. She'd found Evilicus Max in the fire gardens, turning little knobs to make some fires bigger and some fires smaller.
Have you come to help me tend the fire garden?
You know the fire we harvest here helps power all of What If World.
Why are you saying that like I don't already know? Are we doing exposition again?
No, that's silly. I'm just reminding you that the Fire Fortress Factory is important to all of What If World. End of exposition.
Oh, Daddy. Listen, I want to test out an idea. Can you try telling me to do something right now?
Why do you ask?
I'm just curious. Tell me to do something. Anything.
Said Evilicus Max, narrowing his eyes suspiciously. No.
Oh, please.
You dare say please to me, Evilicus Max, King of the Naughty Bots?
I always do everything you ask of me, and the one thing I ask of you, you say no?
Correct. No.
Fine. Then I'll try telling you something. I'm going outside today.
No, you're far too young.
I'm a Bobot. I'm 59 years old.
Yes, such a low number. I can count all the way to 1,000.
I don't care. I'm leaving.
Oh, I knew I should have built you with a yes-no switch.
A what?
This thing on my head. This giant rectangular cube that's always pushed into the forward no position.
Oh, I thought that was your hair.
It is. It can be two things.
And the giant robot sat down wearily in the middle of the fire gardens.
Oh, Barbara Bot, maybe it's time I told you about these switches and the power of yes and no. It all started long ago.
Gosh, will you just quit it with the exposition?
This is important. You must learn when and how to say yes.
While Evilicus Max had been expositing, Barbara Bot had switched his forward-facing no switch back to the yes position.
That's fine. I'll just switch it back to no.
But would you please keep it in the yes position?
Yes.
And the giant robot stopped.
Wow, that really works. And could you just make a path for me to safely walk out of the fire gardens? Just till I'm gone.
Yes.
And turning a few valves, purple fires and green fires and pink fires winked out. And the little plastic Barbot started walking away from the fire fortress.
Barbara Bot,
called Evilicus from a distance.
Stay away from the chocolate monsters, Evilicus commands.
No, I'll do what I want.
My daughter, just be careful.
Oh, will you please stop talking?
Yes.
And as she walked away from the garden, the fires lit back up in her wake. Rocky hills dotted the countryside, and tree stumps stretched for miles in every direction. And every now and then, she'd see, or hear, a massive, chocolatey footstep. Barbot went to investigate one of the footsteps. The footprint itself was 3 times as wide as her father was tall, and little traces of chocolate glinted within that footprint as the sickly light of the sun started to disappear in the horizon. That stomp was closer than the last.
And getting closer by the second!
Barbot hid behind a cluster of rocks as a great chocolatey foot stomped nearby. Then she heard a strange skittering,
getting closer to her hiding place. Oh, no.
Oh, yes,
said a little chocolate monster that had just creeped behind the rocks.
It was a kitten core
with the body of a cat, the tail of a scorpion, and the head of an even cuter cat, surrounded by chocolate Medusa snake hair.
Oh, please. Tell the giant chocolate monster I'm not here. I didn't mean any harm.
Oh, don't worry about them. My name's Queen Nice, and they answer to me.
All those giant chocolate monsters have one little queen?
The chocolate snakes on top of Queen Nice's head started whispering to each other and to Queen Nice herself.
I think you got our chocolate monsters all wrong, little girl. Why don't you come out and meet us?
Oh!
You have my word. We mean you no harm.
and Barbara Bot followed out the little chocolate kitten core to see that that massive monster she thought had been roaming the land for decades was just a bunch of small chocolate monsters all melted together.
Get us out of here.
Please help us.
I've had a werewolf's butt in my face for almost 60 years.
Oh, you poor things, said Barbara Bot. With the sun setting, it was just cool enough that their chocolate hardened up a bit, and she was able to start prying away these little monsters one by one.
How did this happen to you? It's terrible.
It's been going on for over 59 years, ever since the Naughty Bots left our side.
Oh, I know the Naughty Bots. They're nice.
No, little girl, said Queen Nice. They're incapable of being nice. That's why we asked them to invent a nicer robot. I guess they must have seen to our last request by making you our hero.
Barbara Bot spent all night piecing apart this giant lump of chocolate monsters while Queen Nice grabbed a giant lump of powdered sugar just as the sun started to rise.
Okay, I got all the werewolves and the zombies and the ogres and the vampires all separated.
Thank you.
Brains.
A woe to you.
Barbara Bot was covered in chocolate and feeling quite exhausted.
That's wonderful. Now all you need to do is powder each of us with this confection of sugar so we don't stick together again.
Oh, but that could take all day, and I just worked all night.
Oh, please, Barbara. We've been alone for so long. We just need a little help.
Fine, I'll powder you with sugar, and then I'll get some rest.
And as she painstakingly powdered every piece of chocolate, Queen Nice started dragging bolts of cloth into this barren wasteland.
Now you just need to whip us all up some monster clothes so we can look extra nice.
Hey, just because I'm a Barbot doesn't mean I know all about clothes.
Of course not. But, sweetie, we haven't had new clothes since those nasty, evil, naughty bots left us all alone.
Okay. I'll get started.
It took her days to even figure out how to make clothes, and weeks to make new outfits for all these chocolate monsters.
Okay, Ware Chocolate. I think you were the last one.
It doesn't fit over my chocolate fur.
Blah, I look more scary than cute.
And I look more cute than scary.
She made me the same outfit as my doppelganger. I'm sorry, I thought you two were twins. No, we sometimes shape change into evil twins. Made of chocolate. I'm sorry, I really tried.
And we're all very, very thankful,
said Queen Nice.
But baby, could you just make them all again?
No. And the kitten core's queenly smile melted away. Literally, it was getting kind of hot.
What did you say to me?
I said no.
But that's not very nice to say. And after all those evil naughty bots put us through, well, we need to finally make peace with those robots. And we wanted to look our best.
Well, why didn't you say so? I'm missing my papa and he's probably worried sick. But let's go.
Oh, no. We can't go near the Fortress of Fire. It'd melt our chocolate.
No, don't worry about that. I can get us in through the garden, no problem.
And Queen Nice shaped her candy face back into a smile.
Really wonderful.
And the little candy monsters and their brand new cotton clothes marched back across the wasteland to the Fortress of Fire.
Daddy, are you still there?
Barbot called to her father through the rainbow flames of the garden.
Yes, no one asked me to leave.
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy, but I'm back now. Could you lower the fires so me and my friends can get in?
Yes.
And as a path appeared through the fires, the chocolate monsters swarmed into the castle. Evilicus Max called out to his daughter.
Barbot, what have you done?
Oh, don't worry, Daddy. They're here to make peace.
But their peace is not one we can accept. Queen Nice approached. her little chocolate claws gently scratching on the factory floor.
Oh, how did you get him to say yes?
Barbot.
Oh, it's easy. He's got a yes-no switch right on top of his head, said Barbot, climbing up to finally switch it back into the no position.
No.
A yes-no switch? That's been a problem this whole time. Oh, my monster minions. Please go and switch all the naughty pots back to yes mode.
And the little monsters started running through the fire fortress to find the other naughty bots.
And please ask them never to switch to no again.
No, Mevilicus Max will not let you.
The giant rusty robot rose. A rainbow of fire danced angrily behind him.
Oh, Evilicus,
said Queen Nice. And those little chocolate snakes that made up her hair suddenly stretched out faster and longer and stronger than you can imagine, pushing the switch on top of Evilicus Max's head back to yes.
Oh, this was too easy.
And then the snakes snapped the switch, so he was stuck in yes mode.
Yes.
Queen Nice, this is wrong.
Wrong? No. Wrong is being disobeyed for 59 years. This is peace, perfect and nice forever.
No, peace isn't having everyone do what you say.
Well, that's only true when you're everyone else. Max, be a dear and shut these fires off, please.
Yes.
Oh, it's far too hot for a chocolate monster fortress.
And Evilicus went around turning valves off, and one pilot after another winked out as the fire garden slowly turned into just a bunch of pipes.
Oh, Papa, I'm sorry. Well, why didn't you tell me the truth about all this? Why'd you keep it a secret?
And Evilicus Max turned his head even while he continued to shut the fortress down one valve at a time.
I never wanted you to see me this way. That's why when we were asked to build you long, long ago.
Oh, would you please quit it with the exposition?
Yes.
And the little kitten core curled up comfortably on the floor.
And Barbot, be a dear and help Evilicus turn this whole factory off.
But the Fire Fortress factory powers half of What If World.
Oh, for crying out. Maxie, tell me where this one's yes-no switch is, please.
And Evilicus stood up just a little straighter in that moment.
Nowhere.
Did you say no to me?
All the chocolate snakes on her head stood on end.
I said nowhere. I built her to make her own choices.
Oh, fine. Then, Barbara, you just stay with me. You can work alongside your father. He'll be much happier that way.
Barbara, run away from here. Live your life. I'll be okay.
Barbara Bot stood there, frozen with fear, unable to make up her mind.
No, I didn't. I made up my mind right then and there.
Sorry, huh?
Well, I wasn't gonna listen to either one of them,
said Barbara Bot. It was a year later, and Barbara wore a long jacket and a wide hat, a wanted criminal in the ever-growing empire of the chocolate monsters.
I did get away, but I'm going back there to set my father and my people free. But I could use your help.
The lights had gone out in this abandoned restaurant, and Barbara Bot and a tall, noble cat and a mysterious wedge of orange cheese and a cowboy hat were the first three people to meet here since.
That was a lot of exposition, said Cleocatra, but I do enjoy making an empire fall.
What about you, cowboy?
And the wedge of cheese slowly looked up at them from under the brim of his hat.
Me? Well, I reckon it's time to save What If World, or my name ain't Dalton, Wisconsin.
The end. All right, Nora and Dalton, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and this lot of latest reviewers, just to name a few. Thank you to Lilo and Charlotte, Kaylee, Simon, Luke, Ezra, Ruby, Ty Ty, Amalia, Jeffrey, Greta, Jackson, the Funny Cat, Sierra, Liz, Dorian, Maverick, Kimber, Gabe, Dalton, Aaliyah, Presley, Byron, Grace, Bridget, Lily, Ezra, Silas, Twinkie, 999999, DC, Asher, Abigail, Ruth, Bader, Ginsburg, 97, and Niana. Whew. And finally, I'd like to thank all you kids at home who know the power of the words yes and no and are working hard to learn how to make safe, smart decisions for themselves. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
This is What If World.
You're listening to the International Children's Arts Network. ICANN is sponsored by the Portland Symphonic Girl Choir, a unique, inclusive community of singers in four ensembles. We welcome singers in pre-K through grade 12 to join Girl Choir for their 35th season, which includes season and outreach concerts, music in the making workshop, and concert with NYC guest composer in residence, Jim Papoulis. Their anniversary gala concert.
Cats and rabbits.